WINT Local News.
A complaint filed Friday in Lake County Common Pleas Court by Lake County Commissioner candidate Kimberly Laurie lodges a number of formal accusations against several members of the Lake County Republican Party, election officials, and two unnamed parties. According to the complaint, the two unnamed individuals are alleged to have sent emails made to appear as though they came from Laurie, one on February 15th and the other on February 23rd. Laurie's attorney has charged identity fraud against each of the two unidentified parties. The other charges levied in the 8-count lawsuit include falsification, obstruction of justice, and intimidation. In a statement about the suit, Lori's lawyer also identifies it as a lawsuit against the officers of the Lake County Republican Party on behalf of Lori for interference with a campaign, among the other charges. He states further in his letter accompanying the suit that it is necessary to get to the truth and preserve Kim Lori's excellent reputation as a person of unquestioned integrity and honor. Several youth activists will participate in an event at the Salvation Army of Lake County in Painesville for the National Kick Butts Day. This event is an annual celebration of youth leadership and activism in the fight against tobacco use. The Lake Geauga Ashtabula Tobacco Prevention Coalition is hosting the event, which is sponsored by the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. It will take place at 6 p.m. tomorrow and feature several activities. According to the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, nearly 16% of high school students are current smokers, and more than 480,000 people die each year from cigarette smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke. Your local news headlines have been presented as a community news partnership between News-Herald.com and Integrity Radio, WINT.